Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual Fiscal Update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, May 26, 2020. Federal Economic Impact Payments, COVID-19 Impact. Economic Impact Payments. On May 22, 2020, the Federal Internal Revenue Service, IRS, released an updated summary of the number and amount of Economic Impact Payments, EIP, issued to the residents of each state. The EIP is a payment from the Federal Treasury to eligible U.S. citizens and U.S. resident aliens and was provided by Congress in the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security, or CARES Act. The EIP, which is subject to income limits, is equal to $1,200 per adult and $500 per qualifying child. Nationally, 152.2 million payments totaling $257.955 billion have been issued for an average payment of $1,695. For Iowa recipients, 1,477,214 payments totaling $2.660 billion have been issued for an average payment of $1,801. The $2.660 billion Iowa amount equals 1% of the U.S. total EIP, 23.6% of the amount Iowa residents owed in federal income tax for tax year 2017, excluding the adjustment for any refundable tax credits, and 1.6% of total calendar year 2019 Iowa personal income. Department of Revenue. The Department of Revenue has determined that the structure of the EIP is such that the payment will not be considered taxable income for Iowa income tax purposes. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Jeff Robinson, Senior Legislative Analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-281-4614.